From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. House Ag Committee ranking member Michael Conaway is a big supporter of anything to aid farmers and ranchers, like the USDA's aid to help them weather unjustified retaliatory tariffs imposed by China. The Texas Republican says for too long, China has been a bully on the world stage, using predatory trade practices at the expense of American producers. Conaway adds, fortunately, we have a president who is speaking out and standing up to China and other countries who refuse to play by the rules. National Cattlemen's Beef Association President Jennifer Houston says moving the USMCA across the finish line and advancing the U.S. trade agenda is currently the most pressing issue her organization is tackling. She tells AgriMarketing.com it's important we get this one under our belts and get it ratified so we can move on to working on bilaterals and have a little more credibility with Japan, China, and even the EU. Mexico has already ratified the pact, and Canada is in the process of doing so. July's cattle inventory report shows U.S. cattle inventories unchanged from July of last year at 103 million head. Livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel says the report contained no surprises. He says new growth in demand is most likely to occur if major trade disputes are resolved and could provoke herd expansion and new growth in beef and cattle markets.
And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West. For more, visit our website at aginfo.net.